sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that the 2006 election is behind us, it's time to read and study a new book by Richard Viguerie called Conservatives Betrayed. The subtitle of this book defines its message: How George W. Bush and Other Big Government Republicans Hijacked the Conservative Cause. The November election was a referendum on President Bush, and the American people said, "We want change." Richard Viguerie places the blame for the Republicans' defeat not only on Congress's deviation from conservative principles, but directly on the shoulders of George W. Bush, who has disappointed us on so many fronts. Bush's boast of being a compassionate conservative insulted conservatives by implying that conservatives are not compassionate. By converting the war on terrorists into nation-building in Iraq, he betrayed his campaign promise not to engage in nation-building. Bush lined up with the big government Republicans to demand that Congress vote spending increases as big as LBJ's Great Society, including doubling federal spending on education and vastly increasing our Medicare obligations by his prescription drug program. Bush's strongest claim to the allegiance of conservatives was the expectation that he would appoint constitutionalist judges, but he shattered his own credibility on that issue by his nomination of Harriet Myers to the Supreme Court. It was an inexcusable act of cronyism. Richard Viguerie is very much against joining a third party. Instead, his solution for the conservatives' dilemma is to build a third force that will hold both Republicans and Democrats accountable. He demands that Congress cut out corporate welfare, pull the plug on failed programs, and terminate unconstitutional handouts. Richard Viguerie's book, called Conservatives Betrayed, is a call to action to reassert conservative principles and retake the Republican Party away from the big government globalist Republicans.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, leading America's pro-family movement since 1972. If you would like to know more about the goals and operations of Eagle Forum, write today and ask for our brochure. The address is Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Include your name and address and ask for the Eagle Forum brochure. That address again, Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. The basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for a regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartabite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who asks, when French people swear, do they say pardon my English? Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. We getting ready to go into the Christmas season. I have not had the Christmas spirit. I usually don't get the Christmas spirit. I get accused at home of being an old Scrooge, an old grouch. But we have children that travel lots of miles, and they come in on Thanksgiving. So we kind of already had Christmas as far as they're concerned. But anyhow, the only day I really want to celebrate is Groundhog's Day, and nobody seems to care very much about that. Anyway, to get into the Christmas spirit, being an old farm boy, I have a special song for you this morning. It's, what is it, Jeff? It has to do with animules.
Well, yeah, it's called Barnyard Christmas. It's by Spike Jones and the Bell Sisters.
Let's go.
We're gonna have a barnyard Christmas on the farm this year. The saw's gonna cut the Christmas tree. The stove's gonna bake plum pudding for me. The broom's gonna sweep the house so clean. The cow's gonna give us rich ice cream, house so clean. Pudding for me, Christmas tree. We're gonna have a barnyard Christmas, barnyard Christmas, barnyard Christmas. We're gonna have a barnyard Christmas on the farm this year. The pig's gonna give us juicy ham. We'll have the bestest duck what am. The horse will pull us through the snow. We'll kiss beneath the mistletoe, through the snow. Duck what am, juicy ham, rich ice cream, house so clean, pudding for me, Christmas tree. We're gonna have a barnyard Christmas, barnyard Christmas, barnyard Christmas. We're gonna have a barnyard Christmas on the farm this year.
You children gather round, cause Santa Claus is coming to town. You'll get a surprise that's really grand with a serenade from our animal band. Christmas on the farm this year. The hammer will hang our stocking up. We hope to get a brand new pup. And when the sleigh bells ring out clear, we'll know the jolly Santa's near. Santa's near, ring out clear. Brand new pup, stocking up. Mistletoe through the snow. Duck what am, juicy ham, rich ice cream, house so clean. Pudding for me, Christmas treats. We're gonna have a barnyard
Barnyard Christmas, Barnyard Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Anyway, Jeff found that last summer, and I said, we need to hold that for Christmas and put a little note on the calendar. So now there you have it. Barnyard Christmas. Got everybody in the spirit, but I need to be in the spirit. I'll tell you what. Came in this morning and somebody'd used my headset and had it all messed up. Got it back yesterday. If you were listening yesterday, I almost didn't get off the air properly. I mean, I didn't get off properly. Almost didn't get off the air. Because somebody'd come in and change the clock. For goodness sakes, why would anybody change a clock? Thing was off over two, three minutes, something like that. Then, you know, I got to thinking about that. Why do people change other people's stuff? If they're going to change it, why don't they ever change it back? I get in my pickup all the time. Not all the time, but when somebody else drives it, family members, little short-legged people, get in there, leave the seat up, and I get in and whack my knee. How many times have you gotten in your car? There's people that can't move a vehicle 10 feet without changing the steering wheel, changing the seat, get it all out of whack. One of the worst things they can change are your stirrup leathers on your saddle. Now, normally we've got gobs of saddles, but if somebody's going to ride and I'm not going to, and I've got a big old comfortable saddle, and if they're kind of a person my size, I say, yeah, go ahead and use my saddle. Darn, it used to come back with a stirrup change. I fixed that. I put a bolt through the stirrup leathers, and then I bratted it shut. So there's no way those leathers can be ever changed again. Anyhow, people just go around doing little things like that. And we're going to have to make some changes here at the network. And you, as our listeners, are going to be involved. Now, one of the reasons that I like living out in the country, I'm kind of a backwoodsy person. I like the Heatherlands. A lot of folks consider this flyover country. Or they say, you're a bushwhacker, or you live on a dirt road. I kind of do. But that's what I like about the Centertown Post Office. That's what I like about my local bank in another little town. The people know you, and you can get along. But now we have... My mother used to say, and she taught school, she says, I can't believe the stupidity of some people's kids. Well, now those some people kids have grown up, they are now stupid big people, and they run the government. And I was at our bank yesterday for a few minutes. One of the bank authorities came up and said, Derry, we got a little bit of a problem. Now, I have been accustomed to having the banker tell me, Derry, we've got a little bit of a problem. But I kind of got all that part solved, so I couldn't imagine what was wrong. Well, it's your fault. You listeners out there are getting me in a whole heap of trouble. And I'll explain that to you right after this message.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
And we have returned. Now, I'm at the bank yesterday. And here came one of the bank employees and said, "Derry, we've got a problem." And the reason I like living out in the bushland is because everybody knows everybody. You know, there's no problem. For years at the post office, we would just say, just send it to, and say we were selling some video or something. Just send it to Video, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. We'd get it. No problem. And then in came the much wiser government employees that said, "Uh-oh, you're breaking some kind of a rule or regulation for doing that. You got to have a post office box." So now we have trained all of our listeners to put P.O. Box 79 on there, because if you don't, some stupid nut in another post office somewhere else will kick it out because the computer wouldn't take it without a three-line address on there. Okay? Finally get that taken care of, I guess. Now, go to the bank, and the problem is, and I don't see a problem, but anyway, when you order stuff from us, if you order a newsletter, you write newsletter on the, you know, on there. Send it to newsletter, Centertown, Missouri, okay? Show topics, send it to show topics. Chronicle, send it to newsletter, Chronicle, Cardio First, book, video, DB show, however you do it. But the banker examiner, now this is a federal employee, ladies and gentlemen, they're feds, so you're paying for all this foolishness, says, "Well, you can't legally put those in the Common Sense Coalition account because they don't say Common Sense Coalition on them." You see, we have the term copyrighted and all that old junk old stuff you had to go through to get that. And no one else can use Common Sense Coalition. And we have the bank account set up to the Common Sense Coalition. So if you write me a $100,000 check for show topics, they can't put it in my account because it doesn't have Common Sense written. Does that make common sense to you? Also, I found out, they told me, see, we have a stamp that we put on, and those of you that have canceled checks, of course you don't get your checks back anymore either, but those of you that got canceled checks back, our stamp just says, "For deposit only," with our account number on it. That's no good anymore. It's got to say Common Sense Coalition with the account number. Well, what's the good of the account number? I'll tell you what, I'll bet you. I'll bet if someone stole that account number, they could get in there all right without being part of the Common Sense Coalition. Anyhow, for whatever it's worth, ladies and gentlemen, friends and neighbors, we love doing business with you. You're going to have to write Common Sense on every check. Now, I don't mean down in the bottom there where it says what for. There's where you can put newsletter or show topics or whatever. But in the pay to the order of, got to write Common Sense. Ain't nothing common sense about the federal government. And these people get paid for going around harassing us like that. We're paying for it. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
And we're back. If you just heard that commercial, did everybody hear that commercial, Jeff, or was that one that just fills in a local spot?
It does fill in a local spot. But nonetheless, a lot of those spots run on the network. That one was Cardio One. Send check, cash, or money order to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Center Town, Missouri. So now we have to say send check, cash, or money order to Common Sense.
Common Sense Coalition, you don't have to put coalition. They said anything that says common sense will make the feds happy. Well, I guess it would because they've never had any common sense. So if they saw it written out, maybe it'd do them some good. You know, I was just sitting here thinking, back in the 1960s, I was a state employee. Believe it or not, I worked for the state of Missouri. Not long, but for a little while. And I worked with a lot of feds because we were in market reporting and market news. And I went to Washington, D.C., and we had, honest to goodness, we had good people in the Department of Agriculture back in those days. Good people. They had common sense. They'd grown up in the bush, and, they didn't have Potomac fever or anything. They acted like normal human beings should act. And the market news people particularly, they were really, really good people. And I think a lot of them still are. I guess out there someplace there are some federal employees that are all right. But the ones that I come in contact with are a bunch of idiots. I cannot believe that they get paid for doing what they do. And then they wonder why this country is in such a mess. Well, anyhow, if you were listening to the gold commercial a while ago, you heard Swiss America say that inflation was up 2% in November. Now, let's put a pencil to that. I'll bet that's right. I'll bet inflation was up 2% in November. And I'll bet it's been up 2% every month this year, which would make inflation about 20% maybe. I don't know, but just go out and buy something and look at what the one you bought the last time cost, and you'll see a great difference in the amount of money. And if there is no difference in it, look at the material that's in it, and you'll see that it's not nearly as good. I bought this thing, and I've about got people broke now from wanting to drive it, but, and it's family members again, but I bought a Ram Tough Dodge four-wheel drive, three-quarter ton diesel Cummins engine in it back, I don't know, 60 days ago or something, and I drove it home from the garage. I put 14 miles. No, I drove it down here to the office one time. I probably put 25 miles on it, or maybe a little more. That's it. It sits there. I'll drive it someday. And they said, well, why don't you use it? Well, I've got brand new cowboy boots that I've never worn. I've got brand new belt buckles that I've never used. I have several Stetson hats that I've never worn. Why can't I have a pickup that I've never used? I mean, every once in a while you need something like that. Now, let me tell you, I'm kind of driving junk, but I've got it ready to go. When this other stuff quits, I don't have to worry about it, hopefully. But anyway, I start talking about the quality of things. I came in the other night, and I have a habit, I think it kind of bugs Beth, but I go around going, I don't know if you can hear that or not, but with my fingers, I kind of drum with them as I walk by something. You know, well, the other night I walked by this pickup and I diddled on the side of it like that, and I couldn't believe it. And I took my other hand and I whacked my wife's Tahoe, which it's a little older, and it goes thud, thud, thud. This pickup goes ding-a-ling-a-ling. I mean, I don't know what it's made out of, but for gosh sakes, don't lean on it. You know, we used to get pickup trucks and haul horses. Believe it or not, I grew up hauling my horse in the back of a pickup truck. You didn't do anything to the bed. You put some racks on it. He jumped in there with shoes on. And, horseshoes on the horse. And we hauled them all over the country like that. Well, you wouldn't dare put a horse in the back of this pickup truck. Anyway, so much for that. That's Ram Tough horse.
And you wouldn't dare bump it like a calf.
No. What, did that go out over the air?
Did you say? Yes, bump
okay.
It like a calf.
Well, I had to explain that to Beth the other day. We were talking about some of the girls here in the family way, and she said, no, she's not due to February. I said, how'd you know? Did you bump her? Well, what's that mean? I said, well, you used to always bump cattle to cows, you know, in the sale ring. You'd run a cow in the ring. Is she cavvy, you know? Well, one of the old cowboys would grab her by the face and mug her. You know, hold her head around, push her up against the side of the ring, and then the other guy'd bump her. Take your knee and put it in her side, and you can get her innards to sloshing, you see. And then you give her an extra shove, just opposite to what you've been doing, and if she's got a big calf in her, you say, ah, she's bumping a hard calf. You can feel it, see. Anyway, you learn so much. And you know, here's what's wrong. We don't have people that understand this sort of thing anymore. You say, well, what good is that to know about? I know a fella that was married to a 40-some-year-old woman before they ever got married. She was sick. She was having all kinds of problems. The doctors didn't know what was the matter with her. And old Sid said, I bumped her. I says, you're bumping a hard calf. He says, you're going to have a baby. So, see, it'll work on people, too. Hey, let's take a break. Got to do that. And then when we come back, I got some important stuff here. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The last time you made a financial contribution to a multi-billion-dollar organization after receiving a glossy brochure to help the cute and furry animals, have you wondered how effective your donation really was? Well, listen to G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
Truth of the matter is, because we have such a small staff, and we run it as tight as we can because our commitment to the people is that every dime you contributed to this foundation is going to go back out into the things that we believe in and go out to help people. And let me tell you, to the person on this board, we're committed to that, and there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing that's ever going to change that.
Doing the work on a dime, keeping true to its mission statement, and helping to wake up America and protect your property rights. That's the Paragon Foundation. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Can vaccinations cause long-term health problems for children? Could they be the root cause of autism? Should your child be vaccinated? Get the video, Vaccines, the Risk, the Benefits, the Choices, by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. This three-hour video gives a comprehensive overview of each vaccine and provides irrefutable facts regarding the risks involved with the infections vaccines are meant to protect us from. Dr. Tenpenny presents documented proof that vaccines do compromise the immune system and shows the real risks in choosing not to vaccinate. Authoritative, caring, and up to the minute, Vaccines, the Risk, the Benefits, the Choices is a vital tool when defending your choice not to vaccinate. This video is $29.95 delivered and available only in the DVD format. To order, call the NewsWithFuse.com bookstore toll-free at 1-800-955-0116. That's 1-800-955-0116, and be sure to tell them Derry sent you.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, the man who says, when things go wrong, don't go with them. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Now, as I mentioned a moment ago, listening to Craig Smith's gold commercial a while ago, he made the comment that inflation was up 2% just in the month of November. And I'll bet it's way more than, I bet it's gone up that much every month. I don't know what it is, but it's a lot different. It goes up, up, up she goes, all right? Now, here's the reason we have inflation. Is because we don't have real money. Paper money is just a piece of paper. And the government just prints the stuff by the zillions, and they're not supposed to do that. It's all through the Federal Reserve. Let's not go into the Federal Reserve today, but I want to talk a little bit about inflation. Inflation isn't caused by greedy oil companies or labor unions or any supply-side people. What causes inflation is the fall in the value of the dollar and the rise in the value of what you buy. In other words, too many dollars chasing the same number of goods, and that's the first thing you learn in Economics 1. The only way in today's world that can happen is if too many dollars get printed and put into circulation. Only one entity can cause that, and that is the Federal Reserve. Now, Ben Bernanke made a statement before he ever had any intention of being the Federal Reserve Chairman. I forgot who he was working for at that time, but it goes back to 2002, I believe. Yes. He wrote this in 2002. Now, I asked Jeff, I said, when did Bernanke take office? And we look back, it was February 2006. So I knew he had to have written this long before he had ever any inkling that he might be Federal Reserve Chairman. But here's what he said about inflation. He says, like gold, U.S. dollars have value only to the extent that they are strictly limited in supply. In other words, if our streets were paved with gold, gold wouldn't be worth much anymore. But our streets are not paved with gold. Gold is in short supply. But our streets are paved with dollar bills, and they're not worth very much. The United States, and now let me go on. I'm quoting Bernanke. I'll start all over. Like gold, the U.S. dollars have value only to the extent that they are strictly limited in supply. But the United States government has a technology called a printing press that allows it to produce as many U.S. dollars as it wishes at essentially no cost. By increasing the number of U.S. dollars in circulation, or even by credibly threatening to do so, the United States government can also reduce the value of a dollar in terms of goods and services, which is equivalent to raising the prices in dollars of those goods and services. We conclude that, under a paper money system, a determined government can always generate higher spending and hence positive inflation. Now, he said that almost 7 years ago, 6 years ago, all right? He said it sometime in 2002. Here, we're ready for 2007. Okay, now, he knows better. He knows better. Yet now he heads up the Federal Reserve. And see, that's what I say. These federal employees. Now, he was probably a pretty good guy. I don't know what he did. I mean, we discussed it, and I did a little biography on him back when he took office. I don't remember, but he was probably a common sense guy according to this. At least he was on the right track in 2002. But these people get government jobs and all of a sudden they go berserk. Now, let me talk a little bit about paper money inflation, and it's, I've got a little history on it here. In the year 1131, we're talking about 1131, okay? That was a long time ago. China went to paper money. They outlawed all redemption rights into metal coins. 3 decades later, that paper money was worthless. The Mongols conquered China, and they issued their own fiat money. Gold, silver, and gems were forbidden from being sold except to the emperor. The Mongols' money vanished in a wave of hyperinflation just a couple of decades later. John Law was the first Westerner to try shifting his country to unbacked fiat currency. That experiment ended in less than a decade after hyperinflation left the paper money worthless. But before that happened, laws were passed in France that anyone holding gold and silver would be thrown into jail. It has been a common tactic in history for the government to outlaw real money so that it does not compete with their fiat money. It has never once worked, but they keep on trying. Now, our founding fathers understood this totally. They knew that fiat paper money was no good. They knew it, and they wrote in the Constitution, "The Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes, duties, imports, and excises to pay the department, to pay the depots and provide for the common defense and general welfare of the United States." Then it goes on and talks about what else Congress can do, and one of those things is to coin money, regulate the value thereof, and a foreign coin, and fix a standard of weights and measures. In other words, it is Congress's job to coin money. Doesn't say a thing about printing money. Doesn't say a thing about the Federal Reserve System. In fact, The Constitution says there shall be no Federal Reserve System. They don't call it a Federal Reserve System because they didn't know that's what we were going to call it. Woodrow Wilson brought that on back in 1913. They said there shall be no central bank, and that's what the Federal Reserve System is. So they knew this was going to happen. They knew it when they wrote the Constitution. In 1933, then, I was a yearling in 1933, FDR, that's Franklin Delano Roosevelt, outlawed private ownership of gold bullion with Presidential Executive Order 6102. $100,000 fine could be imposed on anyone violating this law. The internal gold standard that existed in America since the Revolution was ended. Up to this point, you could exchange your paper currency for gold at any federal bank. After seizing an unknown amount of gold from private citizens, FDR then devalued the dollar from being worth $20.67 for 1 troy ounce of gold to $35 an ounce to 1 troy ounce of gold. That's almost a 41% increase. In other words, the dollars in this country in 1933 immediately became worth 40% less than they were before FDR seized the gold. If you were allowed to hold on to your gold, then you wouldn't have cared how much the dollar devalued because the government couldn't devalue the gold. Americans were only allowed to hold gold again when Nixon took the country off the gold standard in 1971. Now, again, this inflation thing, it just keeps popping up, and we see it more and more every day. And if you don't see it in higher prices, then you see it in lower quality goods. I could go on and on and on about lower quality goods, things that I have purchased. I'll give you a good example.
You already did. You went ding, ding on the
ding,
truck.
Ding, ding on my pickup truck. Yeah. In 1954, I know very well what year it was because a lot of things happened that year, one of the hottest, dry summers ever recorded. And we didn't know about global warming then. But in 1954, I bought a half-inch Black & Decker drill, and we were building a lot of corrals back at that time and drilling a lot of holes in these big old hedge posts. That brings up another thing. People don't buy drills because they want electric drills. They buy drills because they want holes. If you could just buy the holes, you wouldn't need the drill, but nobody has ever figured out how to do that, and please don't somebody call me and tell me, take up an old well and cut it up and make little holes out of it. I know how to do that, but I've never done it. Anyway, let's go back to this Black & Decker. It was a powerful piece of machinery. And I was kind of a scrawny guy back in those days. And I would put an iron pipe in the handle of that drill so I could hold on to it because it would break your wrist if it would hang up. Okay? I used that thing for probably 25 or 30 years. Threw it around in the back of the pickup, didn't take good care of it, and it lasted and lasted and lasted. I've gone through a half a dozen since then, and not one that I couldn't hold with one hand and make it, you know, when it hangs up. They don't build anything like they used to. So anyway, let's take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
And we're back to China, and again our government. American manufacturers contend China undervalues its currency by as much as 40% against the dollar, and this makes China's goods cheaper for American consumers, American goods more expensive in China. But the Bush administration says that's not the case. The Bush administration says that China does not meet the technical requirements of a country that is manipulating its currency to gain unfair trade advantages. Now, remember, Bush just came back from, he personally, I don't think he was on that trip, but his people came back. Secretary of Treasury Paulson was over there. He's a head guy. But they don't meet the technical requirements. Technical requirements. If the administration had deemed China a currency manipulator, that would have triggered talks between the two countries. I thought we just went over there and talked. But here is the kicker to this whole thing. China also might have faced trade sanctions. But first, the United States would have had to win a case on the issue before the World Trade Organization. Now, look, can't we decide who's going to ship what into this country and what kind of sanctions we're going to put on it? Would we have to win a case before the World Trade Organization? Can you see how today we're already living in a global economy? We're not running this country. Our leaders aren't running this country. China might have faced trade sanctions. You see, very early in the history of the United States, the first thing, one of the very first things that was done was to put trade sanctions on goods coming into this country. What was the Boston Tea Party all about? Tea coming into this country from and this is one of the things that created the Revolutionary War, the Stamp Act, all that was trade sanctions. We didn't worry about going to a world trade organization to determine whether or not this nation, a free country, could do what it wanted to do. All of a sudden, here in the year 2000 and somethings, we are involved with this World Trade Organization. China is now a member of the World Trade Organization. So before we could put trade sanctions on China, we would have to win a case on the issue before the World Trade Organization. Anyhow, I've mentioned before that I had some silver dollars made once with my picture on them. And we should have done that again, Jeff, before, because I've talked about it and I've had a lot of people say, yeah, I wouldn't mind having one of those just for a fun thing. You know, you can flip it and make it ring when it hits the floor and all that business. But anyway, you're supposed to be a dead president in order to get your face on a coin. But now they're going to put the face of president wives on coins, and we'll discuss that right after this.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
I never really thought I needed to wear one, but thank God I wore it anyway.
My daughter insisted that I wear it. As it turns out, I'm really glad she did.
I am so glad I was wearing this.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But living alone comes with risk. What if you suddenly became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to your residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day.
This little pendant was a lifesaver.
For a free brochure, call 1-800-897-3777. That's 1-800-897-3777. Act now and receive a free smoke detector with 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-897-3777.
Precious metals moved higher on Tuesday after inflation data jumped 2% in November, the biggest rise in over three decades. Gold closed in New York up $6.30 to $621.90 an ounce, while silver rose 19 cents to $12.59 an ounce. Dealers predict metals are likely to be range-bound for the rest of the year, but are optimistic about the prospects for 2007. More at SwissAmerica.com. And now this. For years, Swiss America has offered solid reasons for owning gold, like safety, privacy, and proven profit potential. But right now, I want you to call Swiss America at 800-289-2646, that spells 800-BUYCOIN, to get your assets out of the line of fire by converting some cash into gold. Swiss America will rush out a newsletter free of charge. Call 800-289-2646, that's 800-BUY-COIN.
And we're in the home stretch. Now, the government is going to start minting gold coins. And I guess this is going to be one of those collector's things like they do with the quarters, you know. I've seen books of them. You can get a book and you put all these different quarters in there. And when you get all done, you got a bunch of quarters that aren't worth anything. But it's a golden day for the United States First Ladies. They're featuring a new series of commemorative gold coins. Now, they say these are going to be gold. Every presidential spouse will get the honor, starting with Martha Washington. Each coin is going to be a half ounce of pure gold and describes the woman featured as each president's better half. Jeff just asked a question. Did all presidents have a wife? I don't know. I don't
think so.
Jeff doesn't think so.
I think there was one or two that did not.
I don't know. I don't know what they'll do with them. Maybe they'll put their boyfriend on there or something. I have no idea. Anyway, each coin is a half ounce of pure gold. The coins will be officially released in 2007, just before Mother's Day. So we'll find out then how many of them there are. They'll cost more than $300. Well, yes, I bet they will, because gold today was $621.90. That was yesterday. So if they are real gold and they're a half an ounce, you know, they're going to be, just the gold in them would be worth more than $300. A more affordable bronze version will be offered. So if you don't have $300 and you've got $3, you can buy one that's bronze. They say the bronze version will be offered for around $3 to $4 each. Anyway, those things are going to be coming out. And when is Mother's Day? It's in May, isn't it? Just prior to Mother's Day. Wonder if all of the presidents had mothers. You'd wonder about that, wouldn't you? Now, common sense would tell you that.
And maybe someday there will be a president who is also a wife and a mother.
You know, that could happen in the next couple of years. Let old Hillary gets in there, you'll see things take place. Anyway, I can't believe this, but apparently it's true. A lot of times this stuff comes up, and you don't know whether to use it or not. So I always say, go on, think about it. I don't know whether it's true or not. But it's hard for me to believe that the head of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, because this is not out on a Wildlife Service release, don't know where it came from, but they tell me the head of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said Tuesday, that's yesterday, the agency will start removing federal protection from gray wolves in Montana and Idaho in January, regardless of whether Wyoming has submitted an acceptable plan to manage its own wolves by then. Wyoming's plan is tied up in lawsuits, and Fish and Wildlife Director Dale Hall said his agency is moving ahead with Idaho and Montana, where management practices are already in place. Defenders of wildlife, they're upset about that because they know ranchers are going to lower the boom on those things. He vowed to fight the move, saying that the delisted state is illegal. Anyhow, there's supposedly 650 wolves in Idaho. There won't be after they're delisted. Montana has 270, Wyoming 309. I don't know who goes around counting them, but I'll bet what? I'll bet you and I are paying a bill for a whole bunch of these federal employees again that have to justify their existence by counting wolf howls. That's how they count about how many's howling. Can you believe it? Now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds that we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.